about. So easy. You gotta put it in
perspective. You're thinking that, you know, you're at the end of your tether now. But what if this is just the beginning of your story?
Then it's a slow start, isn't
it? If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
That's a good album.
Oh, my hero, Neil Diamond. Great singer and a man who knows it all. That's why they wanted to shut him up. Look at this. Neil Diamond, concert canceled, throat problem.
Neil Diamond, concert canceled, singing legend cites throat problem.
Yeah, couldn't talk or they didn't want him to talk.
Probably couldn't talk.
Oh, no, they didn't want him to talk.
Right.
He knows where all the bodies are buried, about the New World Order, enslavement of the masses, health care for all. He knows about it.
Neil Diamond does.
Oh, yeah, and he was ready to sing.
I like that song, Sweet Caroline.
He knows how it all comes together.
It's a good guitar player as well.
Yes, he is.
Hey, and now.
Just testing this out. Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. All right, I'm done.
Our feature presentation.
Check 1, 2. 1, 2. Check. Hot, hot. Test, test, test. 1, 2. Check, check. Check, check, check. 1, 2. Sounds good, sounds good. Sounds hot.
Beer Mug, you're actually letting me be on the start of the show today. I feel like I'm sitting at the grown-up table at Thanksgiving.
Welcome, welcome. Good to have you.
This is so weird because usually you guys don't let me on until like next hour.
I know.
Well, the crazy uncle couldn't make it to the table, so there was a chair open.
I see. Because Kevin's in traffic somewhere.
He's on the 405 at Wilshire Boulevard, stuck in a sig alert.
So someone had to talk. Someone had to be here to
right,
talk.
Right.
I'm so confused. I forgot what this time of day is like being on the radio. After the last few days.
Check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check, check, 1, 2, check, 1, 2, check, hello, hey, sounds great. Check, 1, 2, check, hello, 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 check, 1, 2, hey, here we go. Check, 1, 2, hey, there we go.
All right, so we're on?
Hey.
We're good.
Hey.
Check, hello, check, check, hello, check, 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 hello, check, check. Hello, check. Hey, what's up?
Welcome into a Wednesday morning Kevin and Bean show. We got a lot of great stuff to get to today, but let's start with a little feature we like to call "How Does the Story End?"
You're going to laugh at me, Bean.
Because there's no...
You don't have it?
The Vox Pro just froze.
So, some stuff is working, maybe some stuff not so much?
Hold on.
Something had to break. It's K-Rock. Oh, he's just hitting it. Okay.
This is unbelievable. All right, well, I'll tell you the story.
Yeah, I want to hear the story.
This is an interesting one, Lisa.
Wait, look at this.
How does the story end, my friend? How does the story end?
I hate us, and it's a miracle anyone listens. This is a follow-up story to something we told you last year. Lisa, you'll remember the University of California San Diego student who got caught up in a drug bust. He was at the wrong house at the wrong time. He said he was there just to get weed, but he didn't have any on him, and he wasn't part of the drug deals that were going on elsewhere in the house, including 18,000 ecstasy pills, by the way.
Dude.
Other drugs, several guns, thousands of rounds of ammunition. He was not involved in any of that. He just showed up to buy some weed. But he got caught up in the sting, and they swept him away, and they threw him in jail, right?
Yes.
Well, what happened was they put him in handcuffs in a 5-by-10-foot windowless holding cell and forgot about him.
For how many days, Bean?
4.
Unbelievable.
4 days he was by himself handcuffed in this holding cell from April 21st to April 25th of last year. No food, no water. He resorted to drinking his own urine to survive. He was in handcuffs, remember, so he peed onto the metal bench in the cell and then drank that. He thought he was going to die. At one point, he broke his glasses. He was trying to kill himself with his glasses, with the glass that came out of his glasses, because he was so depressed and thought he was going to die. He tried to carve "Sorry, Mom" onto his arm, but was only able to complete the S.
I would have thought I was going to die for sure.
Yes. Imagine how many times it goes through your mind. This is just it. I'm just going to starve to death, and no one will ever see me again. No one is coming, because imagine how disorienting 4 days in that cell would be with no idea what's going on the other side of the wall and nobody coming to check on you.
Oh, it's a lifetime.
4 days. So they found him, obviously, covered in feces, completely dehydrated. He had lost 15 pounds. He was hospitalized for 5 days for dehydration, kidney failure, cramps, and a perforated esophagus from the glass that he ended up swallowing.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's where your part comes in. He sued and settled his lawsuit against the Justice Department yesterday. How much do you give 25-year-old Daniel Chong for 4 days handcuffed in a holding cell for a crime he did not commit?
How does the story end?
I mean, minimum $5 million. He almost died.
$5 million. It's pretty good pay for 4 days. I'll tell you, you'd find a lot of people out there who'd be willing to take that deal.
I would not be willing to take that deal.
I think I might. Of course, it would be, we couldn't actually duplicate what he went through because we would know that we were going to be there for 4 days and we're getting out. I think that would be a little bit easier mentally to handle. So is $5 million, is that your guess?
Yes.
Beer Bug?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be in the high millions. I mean, there's a lot of distress caused and pain and suffering. It's, I would say, I'll five up, Lisa. $10 million.
You'll say 10. All right, let's get one. Since Kevin's not here, let's get one guest from the other room. Let's see what the king's guess is.
I'm going to go low and say he got less than $1 million.
Well, I guess Lisa Mae is closest because our tax dollars at work gave the man $4.1 million yesterday. That is his fee. 20% of that goes to lawyers, but $4.1 million for 4 days. I mean, if you're making $1 million a day, I mean, it's a tough job.
Listen to you. I have no trouble with that settlement. None. That was the grossest negligence ever.
I'm not disputing that the settlement is fair. I'm just saying a lot of people would take that deal.
I think you're wrong.
4 days for $4 million? Yep. That's
thinking
that's a life
you're
going
to die, trying to commit suicide, drinking your own pee covered in feces. No, thank you.
Swallowing glass. You got to swallow glass, too.
You guys are making this whole thing sound like it wasn't a good time.
And no Facebook. Let's not forget.
Well, when you put it that way, yeah, $4 million drop in the bucket. Jeez. All right, let's talk about today's all-new Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Fat people need not apply.
Well, there's no danger of that. We do have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. He's joining us. I know it's unusual for a Wednesday, but TMZ is in the news right now because Justin Bieber is claiming that they doctored the photo of him spitting at the fans. And I suspect you don't say something about that to our man Harvey Levin, who is an attorney, without him having something to say about it back.
Oh, I hope he sues his ass.
I can't wait to find out what happens. Travis Pastrana is going to be on. Yes, the X Games are almost here. He'll be talking about that. We're going to give away the grand prize of the sticker campaign that we've been doing, where you get the concert to Linkin Park for you and 10 friends, plus a $500 Hot Topic gift card. We make that call in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. So if you were eligible, if you signed up, fill out the entry. Today's the day. Steve-O is going to be here, our friend from Jackass. We're going to talk to people who use their cell phones during sex. There's a new study on that. It's shocking how many people are doing it. What's up with Vladimir Putin, the most interesting man in the world? And from the NFL Network, it's our first chat for the new football season with our old pal Andrew Siciliano talking about NFL training camps. All that, plus Ralph's got the showbiz beat next right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph, you must feel like a child of divorce right now. You never get your parents together in the same room anymore.
Yeah.
One day you get mommy, the next day you get daddy.
Yeah, I don't want to live with this one.
Who's mom and who's dad?
I don't know.
I like the drunk one.
That's the crazy uncle.
He lets me do whatever I want.
You're right.
He's the fun one.
He passes out on the couch and I can just go through his wallet and go out and do anything.
That's right.
Look at Beer Mug. He shaved.
Wow. Does he look almost human?
He looks like a giant baby.
He does.
Looks like a giant fat baby. Should be wearing a diaper.
Yeah.
Baby Huey.
It's still one of the most unbelievable things in the world to me that Beer Mug is in his 20s. I still, that thought occurs to me like once a day. I go, he's in his 20s. Look at him.
Look, he's going to be dead soon. So at least he had the prime of his life, you know? Look, he had a good time while it lasted.
No one can accuse Muggs of not enjoying the time he had on Earth. That's for sure. He's not a guy who passed on hot Cheetos or something for something healthy. He just lived it.
Yes.
All right, 5:52. It is Wednesday. Ralph, it's your time for the showbiz beat now on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
You're right there, squirt.
Yeah, just
going down. Throat. Spinal. let me give away some tickets before I get to the showbiz news. Something for the early risers. We almost never give prizes out at this time of the morning at 5:52:30. So how about this? How about some passes to the premiere of Elysium?
Yay!
This feature film looks awesome, starring Matt Damon. As a person here toiling on Earth, while meanwhile all the rich and privileged people live high above us,
This is just like the fanciest, world's most expensive gated community.
Yeah, it's a man-made space station called Elysium where the rest of the population live that are very wealthy and very powerful, while the rest of the schmoes like us reside here on a ruined Earth just working for them. If you'd like to go, this movie looks great, by the way. It's a second film by Neil Blomkamp, who gave us District 9. Here you go. 1-800-520-1067. Get through on that number. That will get you a pair of passes to the premiere of Elysium, August the 7th at the Regency Village Theater in Westwood, California. Elysium is in theaters Friday, August the 9th. You can check it out. Can't wait. Can't wait for this film.
Yeah, it looks great.
I've been looking at clips from this film for 3 years now. I just want it now. Speaking of tickets and things, Friday night at 10 p.m., Hollywood Babylon. We're doing it at the Improv on Melrose in Hollywood. Special show this weekend because it is my Babel brother Kevin Smith's birthday. So he's going to be so stoned. And I'll try to match him with alcohol consumption. You can go to BabylonRalph.com or CSMOD.com or Improv.com to get your tickets. Love to see you come out Friday night. I'm glad you're doing it. Thank you. Eileen Brennan. Great, great character actress passed away on Sunday at the age of 80. From bladder cancer. She was mostly a TV star. Worked on Will and Grace as Jack's acting coach. Had a recurring role on Seventh Heaven. But she first made her name in movies and on Broadway. She was Private Benjamin's captain in that movie with Goldie Hawn.
Is that what she got nominated for?
She was nominated for an Oscar for that, yeah. She also turned in great performances in The Sting and The Last Picture Show and Clue. She could do comedy and drama equally well. Really a classic character actress, and she will be missed. Sharon Osbourne. Someone made the mistake of asking her what she thought about the current crop of music stars. It was the Daily Beast during an interview, and she did not mince any words, calling Kanye West an average-looking man with an average talent, but a great salesman and his own number one fan. It's pretty accurate. Justin Bieber, she called a little kid with a huge dream. He wants to be a mean boy, but he's about as mean as an effing kitten. She also, Justin said, he's forgotten that he's white.
Yes, that's true.
Sharon doesn't...
No, she's not politically correct.
She doesn't shy away from telling you how she feels.
Screw all the haters and what they say.
That's right. You tell them, beer mug. Meanwhile, more porn news. You know, I like to keep you updating the porn.
Who now?
Well, of course, we talked about the Leathers girl.
Wieners, right, Cindy Leathers, right?
Cindy Leathers, Wiener's texting partner. She's been talking to Steve Hirsch of Vivid Entertainment. Perhaps they're going to do a film together. But the more troubling news for me is that the lawsuit by Ben and Jerry's against Caballero Video has succeeded. And they will no longer be doing any more X-rated titles that are patterned after Ben and Jerry ice cream flavors.
What were some of the movies in the canon?
Boston Cream Thigh, Peanut Butter D Cups.
They both sound so good.
New York Fat and Chunky, Harry Garcia, Americone Cream, and Chocolate Fudge Babes.
I am surprised. I know nothing about the case other than what you've just reported, but I am surprised that the porn company lost that suit because it does sound like First Amendment protected parody.
But you're not parodying ice cream.
That's but you're parodying the name of the ice cream, right? That's not enough. I guess not. No. They lost the case.
No, because you can't. You could do another ice cream that parodies that ice cream, I guess, but you can't do a separate style of merchandise, I guess, that parodies something like that.
All right.
The packaging also featured the fluffy white clouds and the grazing cows and the logo of Ben and Jerry, and they stepped in and said, we don't want that any longer.
Can I still buy peanut butter D cups, or have they pulled them all?
I believe they are pulling them off the shelves. They will not be distributed anymore of
that
their
hurts.
Ben and Cherry series, as they called it. So
now I got an open weekend. Way to go.
Yeah. You won't be able to check out Pantstachio or Hyperactive Nuts or whatever other flavor you wanted. And Ryan Murphy, producer of Glee, has announced he's working on a new series for HBO called Open. I wouldn't ordinarily care about this, but the premise of the film is it's about two lesbian partners and their relationship. The lesbians played by Jennifer Jason Leigh and Anna Torv from Friends.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Wow.
He says it will be a really an adult show that is very frank in its depiction of sex. Yeah. Yeah.
Ralph, you watching that Orange is the New Black?
No.
Women's prison show?
I know.
So much lesbian sex.
I've heard much about it, but again, yeah. I got a full viewing schedule.
Understood.
I got a lot going on when it comes to my television set.
Just trying to give you something to tide you over till Anna Torv's on that show.
I'll get there. I'll get around to it. Today's celebrities. Stars born on this day, July the 31st. Actor Nico Rodriguez is 15 years old today. Rico Rodriguez, rather.
From Modern Family, right?
From Modern Family, that's right. BJ Novak is 34 years old. Coldplay drummer Will Champion, he's 35. Actor Dean Cain, he used to be Superman. Now he's just 47. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is 48 years old today. Wesley Snipes is 51. Mark Cuban. Rich Dude, Dallas Mavs owner, 55 years old. Drummer Bill Berry of REM is 55. Daniel Ash, singer-guitarist for Love and Rockets and Bauhaus, is 56 years old. And Fatboy Slim! Yeah! Yeah!
Classic.
I missed that song.
That was great.
How come all the golden oldies we play on this damn show, we don't play that anymore? I love that song. He's 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
The latest on the most interesting man in the world, Russian President Vladimir Putin, come up in a few minutes. I hope he was riding horseback without a shirt.
He's again, so like bizarre. He so weird to see a world leader out there really trying to convince everybody how macho he is.
Yes. Yeah. He's always wrestling a bear or just doing something really dumb. Anyway, that's coming up in moments here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, our friends over at TMZ, who we love so much and have been so good to us over the years, they're in the news right now. There's a little bit of a controversy. At least that's what Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun, thinks is happening about a photo that TMZ posted a couple of days ago on their site. Mike Walters from the newsroom joins us now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Great to talk to you, as always. I imagine y'all were surprised when you heard what Scooter had to say about that photo. Why don't you bring our listeners into the fold about what this whole thing is going on and what it means?
Here's the story. So we published photographs that, by the way, were taken by paparazzi in Canada. We didn't take them, but they were taken of Justin Bieber over the top of a balcony in his hotel. He's on tour. He's doing a show there. He's over the top of his balcony with his buddies, his entourage, and at some point he leans over and he starts spitting off of the balcony. Now, there's also photographs of his legion of fans below where he's spitting. Okay, now let me straighten out exactly how we got into this story about it being photoshopped.
All right.
Here's what Bieber says. Bieber says that when we put those two photos next to each other, we superimposed the photos to look like he was spitting. In reality, it was a different balcony at a different time with no people below. Here's the problem with Brainiac Justin Bieber and his manager. Justin Bieber Instagrammed a picture and video of himself on that same balcony with the fans below. That is where the photo came from that we got of the fans. So you can clearly see Justin on the balcony on his Instagram that he posted and clearly see the fans below because Brainiac number one, he took the photo on his own Instagram.
I couldn't love that more.
The thing is, guess what? We're not that good at photoshopping. Have you ever seen our website when we try to do art Photoshop?
Yeah, it's a little hack.
It's not funny. It's not that good.
So are they? Is the message from Bieber's camp that they're denying he spit on fans? They're saying that the spitting was completely unrelated to the people who were below, therefore no one got hurt.
Right. They are trying to say that basically TMZ created the illusion, which superimposed, by the way, is the wrong word, Brainiac number two. But the Photoshop would be the right word, but they're saying we created the illusion that he was spitting over where the fans were, but really they're taking it different times at different areas of the hotel. Like I said, with proof on his own Instagram that that's not
right.
True.
So you guys decided together, you got in a meeting and you said, let's make Justin Bieber look bad. How can we do that? I mean, that's such an absurd answer.
Do you know how easy that is?
I know he's doing it. He's doing it for himself as long as he's taking pictures himself.
Yeah, it's not hard. Every morning when I come in, it's not like I go into a meeting and go, all right, let's screw over Justin Bieber. Who's got something?
Right.
The reality is I go into my morning meeting and I go into and all the reporters go, okay, so Justin Bieber tried to get into a nightclub last night and he's not 21 and the club was fined. Okay, the next day it's Justin Bieber, there's photos of him spitting over the top of his balcony onto his fans. Okay, you know, number three. I mean, this is what happens in my morning meeting.
Next day it's drugs on the bus.
Yeah, it's every day. He's telling President Clinton to F off in a photo and peeing in a mop bucket in a nightclub kitchen. It's like, you can't create this stuff.
Mike, he's got to be put down. I think we all agree on that. So
one more thing. Speaking of that, the other thing that I'm really surprised about them trying to make up the story about TMZ, his fans want him to spit on them.
Well, some of them do, sure. Yeah, they were like,
called TMZ Live yesterday and go, I want him to spit on me.
I would love that.
I would love that. I was like, wow. Okay.
What's the official TMZ position besides the denial that you're giving us now and you put up on the site? But is there any legal recourse if somebody accuses you as a news organization of falsifying your reporting?
You know, look, I mean, of course, there's always legal recourse if you take that step if somebody is defaming you. But the reality is, I think by now people know when Scooter Braun or someone like that gets on the horn and calls some magazine and says, oh, somebody photoshopped Justin Bieber. Oh, they're after him. Everybody's taking him down. It's like, I think everyone sees right through it, don't you?
Well, I mean, there's been other stories within a month or two of him spitting. I mean, really,
spitting on actual people.
It's so simple to believe. You can just use your common sense and say, well, I'm siding with TMZ on this.
Well,
no matter what.
And I want to say, you guys have a lot of fans on this radio station. I want to say on the record right now that I'm a believer, and I want everyone out there to know, just to straighten that out, because I actually am a believer and a fan of this kid's. I want everyone to know that. I'm really not, but I want
you
to say that.
You are a liar.
He has a lot of fans. I got to watch my back.
You do not want the army against you. That's all.
All right. Mike Walters in the TMZ newsroom. Keep up the good work, my friend. Thanks for coming on the Kevin Beach Show.
We'll see you.
About a half an hour from right now, we'll do that grand prize drawing. Give somebody a free Linkin Park concert for you and 10 of your friends, plus the $500 Hot Topic gift card. That, of course, is what you've been working for as you picked up your Hot Topic K-Rock bumper stickers all over Southern California and mailed in the back. So that's on the way. Rob's got the Showbiz Beat, too. First, though, Vladimir Putin, back in the news.
Yeah, what's up with him? He's the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. And
he's the most interesting man in the world, Kevin. That's what's up with him.
He really is trying to convince people of this. And it's weird because you see all other world leaders, you know, President Clinton was sort of young and virulent. Is that the right word? But they don't have to act like they're something so special.
No, they don't seem to have anything to prove since they're already the leader of the country.
That's right. So President Obama might play a little pickup basketball. That's the extent of him being cool. Let me tell you some of the things that President Putin has done. He has flown military jets at an air show. He has given martial arts demonstrations. He rides horses, rafts, fishes, swims in cold Siberian river water while bare-chested, by the way. He's the guy who's out there swimming and fishing with no shirt on in a Russian winter to show how macho he is.
And, of course, there's always the press there with him to make sure that it's documented and all of the people can see what a stud he is.
Yeah. Right. He went into the world's deepest lake in a submarine. He's tranquilized every kind of big animal you can imagine, Kevin. He's tranquilized tigers. He's tranquilized bears, polar bears.
For what?
Sport, just for fun. He went to a Hell's Angels convention on a Harley Davidson tricycle, and they let him into the Hell's Angels as a result of that. He shoots darts at whales. He test drives Formula One race cars.
What the hell?
He scuba dives. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on.
What was the thing with the birds?
Yes, he personally helped birds who had forgotten or didn't learn how to fly south for the winter. He put on an outfit that had wings on it and flapped around to get the birds up in the air. He claims that it was because of him that those birds, he taught them how to fly south for the winter.
If Obama was doing that, our nation would say, get your ass back into the Oval Office.
I know.
What are you doing leading birds?
Yes, he is hilarious, and I got to tell you, I'm a little bit impressed with all the stuff that he's able to do. So we thought we'd catch up with President Putin. I believe he joins us on the phone on the Kevin DeBean Show right now. Hello, Mr. President.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Where are you right now, sir, if you don't mind me asking?
I am in the Russian wilderness. I'm on the fishing, hunting, bird teaching exposition. And I'm just out there, you know, in the wilderness, showing how virulent I am.
Now, the story that we saw yesterday was that you caught a huge pike.
Biggest pike ever.
Which is
caught in Russia, yes.
And then the PR said biggest pike ever, and a lot of experts are looking at it and saying, you said it was 43 pounds, it might be 25.
Which experts for you to say that?
Well, there are a bunch of experts that are saying
that. Are there pike experts saying that?
Yeah.
No, they're wrong. It's 43 pounds.
That's
right.
Did you actually weigh it? Or is that just a guess by looking at it, Mr. Putin?
I weighed it with my arms because I can pick up 50 pounds easily with pinky.
Okay.
And so if I held the pike with pinky, I felt much lighter than usual for me carrying.
Let me ask the question, and Lisa brought up a good point a moment ago. Whoa, what's that?
Bear's coming.
Oh, wow. Bye-bye, bear.
Bye-bye, bear.
Mr. President, you have to kill everything.
He's now rugged for presidential office.
Lisa was asking, you're already the president of Russia, one of the biggest countries in the world.
Yes.
Why do you need to prove how macho you are on top of that? Isn't the job enough?
I'm not proving nothing. It's just how I live my life. I live my life with great gusto, and hold on. Back, Bigfoot. Back, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot?
I'm
taming Bigfoot. I also tame Bigfoot.
Wow.
To teach him lesson, not to bother people. I tame him with a chair and whip, like lion tamer.
Does this seem to impress the Russian people? I mean, are you getting a lot of good feedback?
My concern is to impress people. It's just me living my life. I just happen to love the outdoors, and I am a man of many passions.
Okay, but you also always seem to have a group of photographers with you to take those photos that they then splash all over the front pages of your newspaper.
I can't control what the press does. As you know, press very free in Russia to do whatever they want.
So I don't think
I can't impinge upon the rights of the press. Oh, hold a second.
Oh, no. What's this?
That's a chainsaw.
Yeah, Sharknado. Sharknado was coming. I had to stop Sharknado.
You did that on the spur of the moment. You had a chainsaw with you?
I always have chainsaw with me in case I need to build log cabin to sleep in for night. It takes me 71 minutes to build log cabin from trees, and I use beaver spit.
Beaver spit?
is an adhesive for logs, yes.
Okay. I want to party with you, Mr. President. I'm coming over. It sounds like fun.
You could not last with me. I'm sorry. You could not hang being American pig dog. You could not do what I need to. Hold on a second.
Oh, what's this?
A ninja tried to sneak up on me. I had a sword fight.
That was sword fighting?
It was
a slow sword fight.
What? Hold on a second. I have to go fishing again.
Oh, that's cheating.
It was big fish.
That's cheating. You don't throw
another
TNT.
Bear.
It's a busy morning.
I got him with taser. I am sleepy. I need a place to sleep for the night. I think I sleep inside this mountain. There, a blasted cave into mountain. Now I can sleep.
Well, great.
I have to put Bigfoot on a catapult. Yeah. So long, Mr. Bigfoot.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Apology not accepted.
Wow, a week-year-old is slapping us down.
Have you ever been referred to as a week-year-old before? Or is that new in this call?
First for that ever. Yes.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Those week-year-olds.
Yeah. That was our exclusive interview with Prince George, if I recall correctly.
That's right.
He's just a week-year-old then.
6:52, Travis Pastrana joins us after the top of the hour to talk X Games. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday.
Let's check in with him again when he's a month-year-old.
I like it.
See what he's changed. Vivid Entertainment, your porn company of choice, they have done a poll which asked dudes what female celebrity they'd most like to see in a sex tape.
Female celebrity.
I'll give you a hint.
Well, we know what Kevin's answer is.
Miley Cyrus, Lindsay Lohan, Halle Berry, Jennifer Lopez all picked up a handful of votes, but the vote was basically split between three women. I'll give you the top three.
Kate Upton.
Not in the top
and
three.
And Kate Upton. What?
Well, it's a ridiculous poll then.
Farrah Abramson.
Not in the top. We've already seen her backdoor action. We don't need to see her
not
sex
in the
tape.
Top three.
Yeah, you're not going to believe the response.
All right, I'll take it. I'll take a guess.
You're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe it. Not gonna believe it.
How about Rihanna?
No.
Not Beyonce. In
the top three. What group asked?
Not in the top three.
What group did the survey?
Vivid Entertainment, the porn company, asked its fans.
Who doesn't want to see Beyonce in a porn tape? How could she not be on the list?
You're going to be angry when I tell you the top three. Well, the two of the top three, anyway. Number three was Jennifer Aniston with 15% of the vote.
I could see that, sure.
Not me. Who cares?
No, who I can understand. It wouldn't be my. She wouldn't be in my top three, but I'm not surprised to see her name there because of how insanely popular she seems.
But when
to
you
be.
Mentioned all the ones that yeah. aren't on there,
that are hotter,
how did
I
she
know.
Make it in the top three?
Yeah,
number two, Anne Hathaway with 17%.
No,
17% of the vote.
God, dude. No.
Look, I think she's pretty, but she's a stick. She's so rail thin. It's not even. Yeah. It'd be like watching someone have sex with a log.
No way. No way. Get real.
Number one, Jennifer Lawrence.
All right.
I can see
okay.
that.
Okay. Yeah, that's all right. I'm down with that.
Then they also asked about the guys. What male star would you like to see in an X-rated film?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
He did not. He did not make the top
Kevin
three.
Kevin James?
Did not also make the top three. Again, I'll tell you, Zac Efron, Liam Hemsworth, Bradley Cooper, Rob Pattinson, and Jake Gyllenhaal got small percentages. But it was four guys, really, who split the vote. Well, five. Well, it was a tie in fourth place. So five guys who split the majority of the vote.
This one sounds easy, but...
For you? Yeah.
George Clooney?
No, Clundog not in the top.
Not in the list.
Ryan Gosling.
Number one, Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, thanks, Beer Mug. Thanks for all your help.
Huh. Usually we try to build up to that moment.
Try to build up to number one, usually.
Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt, number two, 17% Brad Pitt.
DJ Qualls?
DJ Qualls, number three, 15%. No. I'll tell you, the guys who tied at fourth place were Matthew McConaughey and Johnny Depp.
Sure and sure.
Okay,
12%
right.
each. So all you're missing, that was number three with 15% of the vote. Lisa, come on, you're a woman, aren't you?
Matt Damon?
No.
Larry King?
I'm not going to let you play anymore.
Ryan Reynolds.
No, but good guess.
Good guess. Yeah. Good guess. How about...
When I tell you, you're going to go, oh, of course.
Oh, I know who it is. Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum, sure. Number three, yes.
Sure.
Yes.
You're right, Bean?
That was me.
I was frankly surprised that was the correct answer.
Why?
I don't know. I just was. You know,
you said, oh,
to be
I,
right
know,
when you
oh
guessed
I know,
it.
I know, Channing
know who
Tatum.
It is.
But you sounded very positive with that.
Well, I'm happy that it worked out.
It's a good guess. We're all happy it worked out. All right, last batch. Top celebrity couples most people would like to see in a skin flick. Couples. You want to see
Brad
them doing
Pitt,
each
Angelina
other.
Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Number three, Lisa. Good job. Number three. There's still two more answers. All better. Right. Survey says.
Celebrity couples.
Celebrity couple.
Celebrity
well, is it Jennifer Aniston again?
Couples.
Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux, her yeah. current boyfriend. Number
wow.
two on the list.
All right.
Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel.
Number one, Lisa. Number one. Justin nice Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Fourth, by the way, were Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Nope.
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Nope.
Yes. Germany's declared war on Justin Bieber.
Good. All
right. Get in line.
They're good at war.
They are. They do. That's one thing nice. They do really well. The country's federal agency for nature conservation. No, that can't be right.
Conservation?
Conservation, yeah. But it's written here, conversation.
Sure.
I'm just reading the story.
I hear you.
That's what happens to me too, Ralph.
No, it's not. Weak month olds. They are upset with Justin Bieber because, of course, he left his monkey behind. Remember when he left his monkey?
Yes.
Yeah, but wasn't that like 6 months ago?
Yeah, but they had to absorb the cost of taking care of the monkey while they were waiting for him to decide whether he was going to pick it up by the deadline or not.
Really, the country of Germany is
yes.
having trouble and they
their
need
their federal agency for nature conservation. I want to charge him $1,500.
Good.
Look, I'm fine with
it. For the care of his pet monkey.
I'm fine with it, but it's absurd.
Why don't they just ban him?
I like it.
Monkey didn't have the right vaccination paperwork. He was abandoned at the airport. So now they are demanding Justin settle his bill. German official Franz Bohmer said yesterday that if Justin fails to settle the bill, I'm not kidding you, this was his quote, we have ways of making him pay.
Awesome.
All right.
The advance of making you pay. Next time he visits Germany, he's going to be in a lot of trouble. He won't get in the country until he settles up his tab.
Love it.
$1,500.
Made in Germany. You know the Germans always make good stuff.
Justin spit on Germany. Did he? Response. Huh. Yeah, he just hocked a loogie right on the country. Flew over it and just spit on it.
It's a big, big spit.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Rico Rodriguez from Modern Family, 15 years old today. BJ Novak, you know him from The Office, 34 years old. Will Champion, Coldplay drummer, 35 years old. What a waste of a name. Just become a drummer. Will Champion.
That is a superhero
a
name.
Wrestler or superhero or private eye or something. Daniel Ash, singer guitarist for Love and Rockets and Bauhaus, is 56. Drummer Bill Berry of REM fame is 55. Dallas Mavericks owner and entrepreneur Mark Cuban is 55 years old. Actor Wesley Snipes, soon to be seen in the next Expendables movie. Now that he's out of prison, he is 51 years old today. J.K. Rowling, who gave you Harry Potter, is 48. Dean Cain was Superman once with Clark and Lois. Lois and Clark, 47 years old today. And musician Fatboy Slim.
Video that Chris Walken was dancing around in?
I think so.
Don't think.
I think that's
so.
It.
So,
or was it Praise You? Was Praise You?
Oh,
maybe.
Praise You. That's right. Yeah. Weapon of choice. I'm being told by Omar, who I trust.
Weapon of
all right.
choice.
Weapon of choice. It is.
Well,
yep.
There you go.
Let's get that one for next hour.
All right. Fatboy Slim is 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
My name's Travis Pastrana, and I calculate risk for a living.
Travis Pastrana, who admits he has the willingness and stupidity to try anything on a motorcycle. Pastrana flipping out of the game. Oh, look at him. He's just showing the crowd. Superman Seeker, an Indian Air to nose wheelie. He's revving it up. There it is, a Romeo Air. The first time it's been busted out of competition right here at the X Games. 6 foot two, beating up on the competition. Travis Pastrana on the Suzuki 125. A double from Travis Pastrana.
Travis Pastrana, moments away from flying a car.
Travis Pastrana, your gold medalist once again here.
Holy, that was a hell of a ride.
That's fun tape to hear. X Games gold medalist, a man who has dominated supercross, motocross, freestyle motocross, rally racing, currently driving in the NASCAR Nationwide Series, our old pal Travis Pastrana. Back on the phone here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Travis. How are you, man?
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Always.
Always a pleasure. I can't believe it's X Games time already. It starts tomorrow and runs through the weekend. How are you feeling?
Oh, feeling really good, man. Just pretty excited. I mean, we got X Games this week, got the Dodge Dart racing the Rallycross, and then got NASCAR in Iowa on Saturday, so I'll be flying back and forth. So cool.
You are not a guy who takes much time off, Travis. That's one thing we've learned about you over the years. You like to stay busy.
Without a doubt. And then, I mean, when you guys call me out on doing double backflips and stuff, I mean, every now and then.
How do you remember that? Let that go.
Travis, refresh our memory. I know that we talked when the announcement was made a year ago or so about the changes in the X Games locations. What is going on? Obviously, you're in Los Angeles this weekend. What's the future of the games here?
Well, the future of the games is actually going to Houston, I believe, which, to be perfectly... I think it's Austin, maybe. Austin. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Austin. Yes, you are correct. Man, I'll tell you what. It's early.
It's early, yeah.
I'm at Red Bull. no, but going to Austin, Texas. So for us, like, this year was a real eye-opener because, you know, X Games had always traveled around. And, you know, L.A. is kind of like the home base. And it's awesome. It's great media. It's kind of larger than life for the rest of the world. But unless you do a run bigger than the winning run of the year before, like, the crowd is jaded's a little harsh. But, you know, they expect bigger, better, which it always happens, but it's not, everyone's not going to be bigger than the best run from last year. I mean,
right.
You know, the sport evolves, but it, you know, without killing people, it evolves, you know, a little slowly. So
it's impossible to top everything that, you know, happens one year.
Yeah, because there's still human beings that have to do these things, and there are limits.
Exactly. You got to learn. So the cool part is, like, you know, my wife is a 2-time X Games gold medalist in skateboarding.
Right.
And we went to usually the women's skate events are, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning, you have 50 people that show up to watch. It's not, you know, that big here. Well, we went to Spain, and at 9 o'clock in the morning, same time, you know, tape delay for TV, there was 1,000 people standing in line outside of the stadium,
Wow. Trying
to get in for a packed house, and the first girl drops in, and they're stomping the feet, and they're yelling, and they're cheering, and that's the energy that, you know, that X Games, that really started it. And I think it's good that it's moving around.
So that was Barcelona. How many times a year? Four?
There's four summer X Games and two winter X Games. It's pretty cool. I mean, I'm just a summer guy, but for us, it gives, you know, it's, I wouldn't say job security, but for these guys that are coming up in action sports and skateboard and BMX and moto and rally, you know, we can go out and, you know, we have a platform to show off more than once a year, so it's pretty cool.
Is it some kind of a relief for you? I know that you are an adrenaline junkie. You know, I watch a movie about your life and everything. You always seem to live for that next adrenaline rush. But is there some part of your mind that says, I'm glad I might not die this weekend? You know what I mean? Like when you were doing the double back and stuff like that, things could go so unbelievably wrong, and you did always sort of have that worry in your mind.
No, without a doubt, but that's what makes action sports, you know, what they are. And, you know, events like Best Trick, that are super risky, that, you know, they've taken out of the X Games this year. And it's a fine balancing act of what is worth the risk. And
right.
It's got to get bigger. It's got to get crazier. But, you know, at the same time, you know, the X Games are working with the athletes. The athletes are always trying to push. And, you know, Sean White put it perfectly. He's like, you don't have to show up. And, you know, like me, with HQ to Cage. So I'm driving now. I still get all the same, you know, the excitement, but just not quite the same risk.
It's funny because the fans are sort of uncomfortable with it, too. I remember when you were talking about doing the double backflip, and all of the fans were like, you know, first of all, we hope he does it and makes it. Second of all, we sort of hope he doesn't try it because we don't want him to get hurt because we like him. I mean, there is that sentiment out there.
No, it's tough, but I think, you know, if you take away the risk factor, like I'm in NASCAR right now, and NASCAR is... it's an awesome sport, but it's turned into a skill sport. No one is afraid of hitting the wall. I mean, that stuff still happens. You're going 200 miles an hour, and people are trying to bump into you. Like,
right.
You know, I've been crashed a lot this year, but, you know, with the safety they put in the cars, I can't out-risk anyone in NASCAR. I actually have to out-drive them. And that's a beauty of something that's still in...
interesting.
...games that isn't in a lot of other events. That's great fun.
That's... very interesting perspective. This is the voice of our friend Travis Pastrana here on the phone on the Kevin Bean Show. We're talking about the X Games in Los Angeles starting tomorrow through Sunday. Now, your event is the Ford Rallycross Supercar. That's going to be on Sunday from 2 till 4 at the Irwindale Event Center. Describe Rallycross Supercar for listeners who have never seen it in person, Travis.
Well, you know, I always say it's motocross with a roll cage.
Yeah.
You have 10 guys that are full, 0 to 60 in under 2 second cars. Dodge Dart, the thing, it's all-wheel drive, and we are instantly at 100 miles an hour, and we're turned and going the other way, and there's a jump. Last year they had an over-under crossover. I don't know what's going to be on the, you know, in store for the track this year, but it's just absolutely mayhem, because it's bumper cars in the dirt, on the pavement, and over jumps.
That's so crazy. The dirt's so slippery, then you hit the pavement. Sometimes that's more sticky, sometimes it's slipperier, but there are some good accidents happen in this, and not just with cars on cars. You hit posts or something else, and it seems like avoiding that is the biggest key to winning that race.
Well, it's tough because everyone's pushing, you know, as hard as they can. You're the entire field. You know, there's I believe 15 or so guys that are invited for this one, and everyone will be within, you know, 3 or 4 tenths of a second. So, you know, when you're talking about a mile and a half, and you got to figure out how to be those 3 or 4 tenths ahead of everybody else. You know, last year we had two really bad accidents, and it usually doesn't happen, but it's X Games, and there's nothing they can do to make the course safer. Everybody is going to go for it. If you have something that you can pull out, this is the event you pull it out,
right.
And it makes it really exciting as a driver and as a fan. I think it's pretty cool.
Again, Travis's event is going to be on Sunday starting at 2 o'clock at the Irwindale Event Center. Events going on at LA Live again this year, Staples Center, Club Nokia. You can go to xgames.com for information and tickets. Travis, how long do you think you'll want to drive NASCAR?
Until I can start winning. I'm getting my butt kicked for that, for sure.
It's a lot harder than it looked, isn't it?
I don't understand. You go around in circles, you know, you go straight, you turn left, you go straight, you turn left. It should be simple, but I think that because it's so simple, it's why it's so difficult. Everybody out there is an amazing driver. You got to work with your team. Aerodynamics, I had no idea. You can crash people without actually touching them. You just take a few pounds of wind off their outside spoiler.
Right. Right, but being able to do this, I mean, I imagine it was a difficult process to go from the king of what you were doing to the guy who can't win yet.
Yes. Thank you for putting that so, yes.
I didn't mean that to be insulting. I was just mean it's got to be.
Well, Kevin, if you feel like you're done insulting our guest, perhaps we should let him go and get back to his life, huh?
Yeah, okay, you know, just because of that, I'm going to go win Iowa this weekend, and I'll call you guys back on Sunday before the X Games.
There you go. Good luck on Saturday and on Sunday. Two different races this weekend.
Thank you, Travis.
Thanks a lot for having me on, guys. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for your time.
For the last couple of weeks, we've asked you to stop by Hot Topic stores in Southern California, pick up the brand new K-Rock sticker, put it on your car, fill out the back and mail it in, or go online at krock.com to register for a grand prize drawing that we're going to do right now. You will win a private performance with Linkin Park for you and 10 friends, plus a $500 Hot Topic gift card, and you get to talk to Steve-O as we call your house at 7:25 here on a Wednesday morning. Hi, Steve-O.
Yeah, dude.
Let's make somebody's dreams come true here, shall we?
Ah, man. I can't wait to meet the person whose dream that is.
All right. Are we dialing?
Yep.
There we go. Very exciting.
Mugs dialed, though, so.
Okay.
It's a crapshoot. Pretty cool to get
Lincoln. Right digits.
Pretty cool to call, get Lincoln Park at your house.
Sure.
That's all right.
Yeah. Is that how it works? Did they come to their house?
Oh, maybe not.
I hadn't heard that.
Well, I thought it was you and 10 friends, so I just took for granted it was one of those where they went to their house. You did too, right, Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe this guy's a job.
You have reached the voicemail box of 90.
Blah, 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 blah.
Well, let's just put it on the air and have people call them.
Steve, you want to leave them the message that they've won?
Yo, dude, you're blowing it, man. We were gonna do all kinds of fun stuff, and I hear Linkin Park was gonna go to your house, but
turns out it's not his house. It's a private party for you and 10 friends,
right?
Somewhere.
Yeah. Plus a $500 Hot Topic gift card, and you now have.
Do they still get it?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh,
they do.
Wow.
Yeah, so they didn't blow it technically,
but
it is funny to tell them they blew it because then they have a moment of panic.
Right.
That's
right.
Fun.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, so someone from the KROQ Promotions Department will give you a call back with all the details, but congratulations. Kevin, what is our winner's name, please?
Jonathan Bryan. Two first names. Okay. Not acceptable.
Hi, John.
Steve-O.
Yeah, dude.
What's happening?
Oh, well.
It's been a while.
I know. It has, huh? Since that close call I had with that competition singing show.
Oh, that's right. The one where you made girls sing while their toes were being dipped in water with sharks. That one, I remember.
Something like that.
That was
right.
Awesome.
That was really crazy. I didn't see that coming where you guys told me that you loved me too much to have me on.
Well, we thought, you know what? We love Steve-O, but this sounds bad, so we don't want to publicize it because it might hurt him. But we'll say yes next time to anything because we were trying to protect you. Then we watched it and loved it.
Right.
And had you in.
I think I did a reasonably good job.
You
on
did.
That show.
You absolutely did. Yeah.
Look, you've got no business being in show business. We all know that. you're managing to fake your way through quite a career. Steve-O, as you know, does a tremendous job with stand-up comedy. He's been doing it for years now, and you can see him this weekend at the Ice House Comedy Club in Pasadena. Two shows on Friday night.
Tickets
available through IceHouseComedy.com. Any difference for you, Steve-O, playing locally versus when you're on the road?
It's a great question, and I want to believe that there is a really big difference, and then I get there and there's no difference.
Not really. But you don't have more family or friends or anybody?
I do. Yeah. I do. So in that sense, there's more pressure. And I get the sense that there's more people who have seen me perform because it's around here, and I guess I've just been around here more.
Does that make you a little nervous in that you have to change your material up more?
It makes me a lot nervous that I have to change my material up. So I've been working on all this new stuff. And
I saw on your blog you've been traveling the world.
I know.
Tell us some of the places you've been that really stand out.
I just got back from El Salvador.
Okay.
And and this is just to surf. I've become
a place I've never been. Oh, just to surf. Okay.
Been a surf nerd. So recently El Salvador, Maldives, which is a country that I had never even heard of.
I heard it's beautiful.
Is it
it's really beautiful
island?
It's dumb, but I don't know. It's a whole network of islands off of the coast of India in the middle of the Indian Ocean. And I went there to surf. I was in Germany for work.
Is that your schedule? Do you go work, and then surf? I mean,
that's been what I've been up to.
That's awesome. That's really the best.
Right?
Yes.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
So you're at the Ice House Comedy Club in Pasadena this weekend. What's the X-ray that I've seen on your blog too? What's that about?
Okay. It's the only way I could sneak a picture of my wiener onto Instagram.
Yeah, it's there.
Right.
It's there.
Yeah. And they're pretty uptight on those social media sites, you know?
Well, I don't think everybody is on board with seeing your wiener.
Right. Okay.
Who hasn't seen Steve-O's wiener?
I know. I agree.
Right. But in any case, going back to, before I got sober, I fired a number of BBs and pellets into my butt cheeks, right? Which I'd be happy to do since I got sober, but I just haven't happened to.
Can we do it today?
Sure.
No, but take some new X-rays.
So,
but I always took for granted then right after that you would go take whatever necessary.
Well,
Well, that's the thing. I did with the BB gun. We fired enough BBs into my butt cheek to draw a happy face.
All right.
They were all sort of it all broke the skin, and there were BBs embedded, and then we sort of took them out, and I smeared tattoo ink on there to try and get a tattoo of a smiley face from a BB gun, which I thought was pretty magnificent.
All right. I wouldn't have thought of that, but okay. Did it work? Do you have a scar that shows up?
I have a scar, yeah. But the tattoo ink rubbed out as a function of sitting down and moving around.
Do you want to show Lisa your scar? he was doing it.
I believe him. It's fine. I'm good.
You can feel the BB still in there. One BB remained.
Why didn't they take the BB out?
Because they were like, screw this guy who's being a jerk.
Well,
what
else is in there, though? There's a
copper BB in my left butt cheek. There's a lead pellet in my right butt cheek. And the funniest thing about that is this super high-powered pellet gun. We fired pellets into our butt cheeks while we were getting loaded one night. And then after shooting the lead pellets into our butt cheeks, then we got online and looked up lead poisoning.
Oh. I like the order. Shoot first and then check later.
It's so awesome. It's like burning your hand on a stove and then putting on a mitt.
Yeah.
Steve, wow. Your body is a wonderland. I think that song must be around you. It's crazy.
Maybe. Yeah.
Can you go through the airport?
Good question.
It is a good question, especially since I have a copper BB in my left nipple as well.
What's with you and the BBs?
Well, that was something we shot for Jackass 3D that didn't make the cut.
Well, at least it was worth it.
it was called BB Gun Nipple Piercing. And it's not that it was. It was my favorite bit. When I saw that footage, I couldn't believe it. I thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Do they show up in the screening when you go through for the airport?
They don't. No. Well, it doesn't set off the metal detector.
Okay.
That's a surprise.
But it does show up on an X-ray, hence the photo on my website.
You'd have a long time of explaining things at the airport if it showed up.
Oh, my God. That would suck.
I'm tempted to just keep firing metal projectiles into my body, though. Until I do set off the metal.
I like that that's your instinct.
Right.
Ice House Comedy Club in Pasadena, Friday night, 8:30 and 10:30 shows. Tickets available through icehousecomedy.com. See our pal Steve-O. More in a moment here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Our friend Steve-O in studio with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's at the Ice House Comedy Club in Pasadena this Friday night for two shows. Tickets available through icehousecomedy.com. I thought about you a few days ago, Steve-O, when I saw this headline come up on my Twitter feed, Jackass Star Arrested. I assumed it was going to be you. But it was Bam. Did you hear what happened? What happened to him in Iceland?
Yeah, it was a cute little arrest, which is nice. And I always feel happy for Bam when stuff like that happens.
What makes it a cute little arrest?
Well, it was just he got picked up at the airport on the way into Iceland for having an unresolved car rental bill for a car that he. I suppose damaged.
Oh, I'm trash. Sure he did. Yeah.
But yeah, and
total
and so,
essentially.
Right, and the news item was just that. Wow, these people rented a car to Bam and then got upset that it was damaged. It really wasn't the kind of thing where it makes you feel like, Bam, he's out of control.
Right.
It's just like, oh, Bam, 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 Bam.
No, that's bad on them.
Because I remember when, fairly recently, I guess about maybe a year ago, there was a story where Bam woke up in the middle of the night with a creepy stalker fan had broken into his house and was...
I remember that.
Woke him up sort of making out with him, and she was naked, and then he turned on the light, and she was on the ground naked, sort of pleasuring herself.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like it really got picked up by me. He was on the Howard Stern show telling about it. It was all over the different TMZ and everything. I remember saying to Bam, God, Bam, that's really like, you got to be pretty psyched on that story because finally, for once, here's a news item where you're not the one who's like really the problem.
You're not the crazy one.
You're just minding your own business, asleep in your bed, and all this stuff happened because for a while there it was... and I mean, I guess, but Bam's had some colorful
news.
Yes, he has.
Yes, he has.
And I was wondering, Kevin says it's bad on the rental car company to give the keys to Bam because he's Bam. Do you run into that? Are there times where people are closed down to you because they, hey, that's Steve-O, I don't want him in my place or whatever?
It's not that they close down. They're just like, as they hand me the keys, so what are you going to do to it?
Oh, really? So they know.
Right.
But you get the insurance every time, so it doesn't matter, right?
Generally, I think so, yeah.
Put your phone away. Don't look at your phone.
Oh, okay.
Put it away.
Devo, you've been sober more than 5 years now?
Correct. 5 years, four
Congratulations.
Months. Some change, yeah. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Is it easy yet?
In some ways, yeah, and in some ways, no. I'd say that the urge or obsession, the thoughts of wow, I need to pick up a drink or a drug, aren't prevalent.
Aren't as strong as they were.
Right. I just don't really think of drinking or doing drugs. But then on the flip side, sort of dealing with my thoughts and life on life's terms is challenging at
times.
Can
be super difficult. What about cutting loose friends? Did Jeff do that?
Yeah, oh man.
Is that hard?
Well, there's only really one guy.
Who? If there's only one, you got to name him.
Yeah, well, his name's Sam. He's okay. He was a guy who directed this terrible movie that it was called TV the Movie. I worked with him yesterday because now he's sober for a while.
Oh, all right.
I had to cut him out of my life. And that lasted for close to 5 years. Actually, it was over 5 years, and then all of a sudden I got a call from him. Well, he wasn't allowed to have my number. I got an email from him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He said, "Hey, I've been sober for 6 months." I said, "No way, cool." And so we've been hanging out a little bit. Yesterday, we filmed this ridiculous "Batman has become a terrible person" sketch, and Steve-O plays the Joker.
Oh my God!
I can see that.
And so yeah, like
every day of your life is like that, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. It was. We had a really good time too. Yesterday, filming this, he's one of these YouTube characters. So all these like YouTube celebrities, you know, yep. I'm meeting all these people, and you know they put something on YouTube and it gets like 15, 20 million hits.
Yep.
And you know, it's a pretty wild little community, but it's kind of, I had a really exciting day with these guys, and I got to sort of. They rented a cop car. We rented the Batmobile.
Sweet.
You know the whole deal. You know, and
living the dream.
Yeah, I got to tuck some poo underneath the handle of the cop car.
And sweet.
We felt the cop coming and getting poo handled.
Oh, my God.
I do not want to be poo handled.
I don't want to be anywhere near Steve-O.
I love you, but no.
Yeah, no, I can't even wait. I think that... you know, for the people who follow me on the social media, that little gem would be just a week or two away.
All right. Real quick before we go, Steve-O on stage at the Ice House Comedy Club. That's going to be Friday night. Two shows on sale, icehousecomedy.com. You still doing the mangina? Is that going to be the big closer?
The mangina is it's very likely. Yeah.
Okay.
Because that one doesn't take
one of your greatest hits at this point. You pretty much, the audience will be disappointed if they don't get to see that.
Right, right. I'm pretty sure that's going to go down, yeah. It's called the double back.
Remember Foolishness when he came to us and said, "I'm going to light myself on fire. They're telling me I can't do it."
Yeah.
We were like, "Just do it."
Was that still one of the most memorable stand-up gigs you ever did, Steve-O, with the Foolishness?
Well, you know, it was. And how long has it been? It's been a good couple of years.
Yeah, it has.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe three.
Yeah, and I think a little over 2 years.
Yeah.
And, wow, there was 6,000 people.
Yeah. Crazy.
I think it went reasonably well.
It went really well.
Yeah. I was pretty happy with that. And again, I just can't thank you guys enough. The relationship that we have, it means so much to me. And so,
well, we love you, Steve-O. We're always happy to see you. We're always pulling for you. We hope you have a great time in Pasadena on Friday night.
Thank you so much, guys.
So
I love
much.
You guys, too.
Thank you, man.
And now, a moment with Bean.
It sounds like somebody with sore grapes. Is that what you have, a sore grapes?
Sure how. I've got sore grapes right now.
A lot of people have sour grapes.
That was a moment with Bean.
Sweet. Yeah, my grapes are sore.
That was a good one.
Stepped on a rake.
Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat now here on a Wednesday morning, Kevin Abicha.
You weren't sure there for a second, were you? You know, it was Wednesday,
I've been
Thursday,
screwing up
Friday.
The date a lot lately. What's I just going try on? To try to be careful here.
Finally, some good Justin Bieber news.
Dead?
No. Oh. Kevin, that's just cruel.
I'm just asking.
Monday night, he wanted to party his face off and went to a New York City nightclub called the Griffin Nightclub in the Meatpacking District. Around 2 a.m., he and his crew showed up, ready to get their drink on. Sadly, security at the front door said, "Oh, no, you're 19. You're not coming in."
Love it.
Boom!
Love it.
Boom! He boom! Boom! Bang! Bang! Bang!
He probably gets in most places.
Well,
because he's a celebrity.
I don't think so, Kevin. That's ridiculous. Just because he walked down the street to another club and walked right in and started drinking there.
That doesn't seem like a smart move for any establishment to draw that much publicity to serving underage diners or drinkers.
Well, right? They just got, he was at a nightclub in Chicago earlier this month, and they got cited for the fact they were letting him and his boys in there drinking up, and they got busted for it.
I think it's got to be a toss-up, you know, whether it's worth it because you got a celebrity in your place.
Yeah, how often do you get caught, you know? How often alcohol bureau...
They should just
get down
Bieber.
There to check it out. They should. They should put it. They should tag him like one of those animals in the wild. Put some sort of chip under his skin and just be able to
a kill chip.
Around. A kill chip. I don't know if they need a kill chip.
I'm just
you're very violent this morning. You want a lot of death and violence. I don't want Bieber to die because then you know he doesn't suffer if he's dead.
Oh yeah.
I want him to have a career ending injury or have his popularity wane so much that he's going to take a menial day job at Arby's or something. I want him to have a long life. Filled with disappointment and soul-crushing horrors.
You want to order an Arby's sandwich from a 55-year-old Justin Bieber?
Not giving his spitting history, I don't know. Who knows what he's going to put on my roast beef. Instead of horsey sauce, I get BB sauce.
Yeah.
Don't want that.
No.
Forbes magazine has released their list of the highest-paid actresses in Hollywood. Interesting list.
Highest-paid actresses.
Yeah. I think you're going to be surprised.
Movies or TV or both?
This is movies.
Movies. Sorry.
Movie actors.
Now, for years, it seemed like Julia Roberts was always leading that list, but I feel like she must have slipped by now.
She has, in fact, been slipped. She is in a tie for fifth place with Kristen Stewart, making just $20 million this year.
That's all.
Wow.
How about Sandra Bullock?
Sandra Bullock. Excellent, Lisa. Excellent work. Ninth on the list. $15 million.
Mm. How about Angie?
Angelina Jolie, number one, being
really
tied at number one with $30 million.
Wow.
And she doesn't do that many.
Mm-hmm. She's paid $30 million a film.
Wow.
That's what she gets. That's her going rate. Tied at number one with another actress, and your head's going to explode when you find out who's also getting $30 million a film. No. Nicole Kidman not in the top 10, Lisa.
Really? She used to be up there all the time.
Who makes $30 million in a movie?
While you're considering who makes $30 million a movie, I'm going to give you the rest of the top 10.
All right.
10th is close as we get to Hollywood royalty. Meryl Streep makes just $10 million a picture.
Okay.
These people are not being paid...
For talent.
For talent,
yeah. Right.
Sandra Bullock, as I mentioned, was 9th with $15 million. Cameron Diaz gets $18 million a film. At 8th place, Katherine Heigl... 7th with $19 million.
Wow.
When's the last hit she had? When was the first hit she had? 5th, a tie between Julia Roberts and Kristen Stewart at $20 million. 3rd, a tie with Jennifer Aniston. That name keeps popping up these days.
Mm-hmm.
And Reese Witherspoon.
That's a shocker.
$28 million per feature film for this.
So
you want
two more?
Your movie, that's what you're paying. So I think they consider... and Angelina and the other person sort of one and two.
Because, oh, I see.
But even though they're tied. That, so we only have one person left. Angelina Jolie, $30 million. Number one, tied with her, another actress.
You'll never guess
in a million years.
Yeah, I was going to say Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah. No, not even in the top 10.
Oh, we'll never guess in 100 years.
In 100 years, you would never guess.
Well, who would be that obscure that's making that much money?
She's not obscure, but you would not think of her as the highest paid actress in films.
Farrah Abramson?
Farrah Abramson, yes, that's the correct answer. She makes $30 million a beehole.
I'll throw out a...
He's only got the one.
A super wild guess and say Melissa McCarthy.
No.
Should be.
She should be. I bet next year's list she'll be
she
up
She should
there.
Get that. I'll go see anything she's in.
All right, we give up.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
What?
No! Very impressive.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
How? Why?
That's what I'm saying.
How? Why?
Who? All of those.
No way. No way. Get real.
What has she even been in since that disastrous Sex and the City 2?
Look, I don't make the list, man. I just read them. Ask Forbes magazine.
Does that include the Kentucky Derby or no? This is just films.
Could be her winnings for crossing the finish line.
That's shocking.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Rico Rodriguez, 15 years old today. Do you like the way I spiced that up?
Yeah, Rico.
Rico Rodriguez.
Who is it on the staff
newscaster
that can't do that? Is it Chip?
Chip can't do
that.
Can't roll our R's. Can't roll our R's.
Love that.
I tried to teach her. You know, they taught me in Spanish class back in seventh grade at Woodrow Wilson Junior High.
We spent many hours. She literally cannot do it.
You just say butter really quickly.
Butter.
And then eventually that R will just come. But
not
she's
for
like,
her.
Butter. BJ Novak of The Office is 34 years old today. Good day for drummers. Coldplay's drummer Will Champion is 35. REM's drummer Bill Berry, 55 years old today. Also 55 is Mark Cuban, Maverick owner and entrepreneur, of course. He's also in the Shark Tank, you know.
Oh, that's right.
Love that Shark Tank.
It's great on that show.
Daniel Ash, leader of Love and Rockets and Bauhaus, 56 years old. Actor Wesley Snipes is 51. J.K. Rowling, who gave us Harry Potter and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, 48 years old today. Dean Cain was once Superman. Now he's just 47. And Fat Boy Slim.
It's one of his best.
I just love to dance. That's all I want to do.
If you haven't seen that video, it's rather old, but go back and check YouTube for Weapon of Choice, and it's crazy. It's really good.
Fat Boy Slim's 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
By the way, I haven't abandoned today's show. We still got a lot of good show coming up today, but tomorrow, Nyla Houston is going to be here, skateboarder, talking about the X Games, and in studio in the 7 o'clock hour. Tell me this won't be great. Adam Carolla and Jay Moore together.
What are we... How many words are we going to say?
Well, we're going to say, please welcome Adam Carolla and Jay Moore. Then we're going to leave and go get some breakfast. Then come back in an hour. That's what we're going to do. They are, of course, appearing on stage this weekend together at the Will Turn with Bill Simmons, too. So we'll be talking about lots of stuff with Adam and Jay. That's tomorrow morning right here on K-Rock. First, though, here's one for the ladies, especially if you've had a child. I want you to think back what childbirth felt like. For those of you who did not have a C-section but who actually delivered the baby vaginally, how much of a baby do you want to deliver? Like, at what point do you go, nope, that's too much. I'm not going to do it that way.
3.5 pounds.
3.5 pounds.
That's my answer.
That's pretty small.
I mean, I was 9 pounds, 9 ounces.
Yikes.
As a baby, which is a big,
wow,
big baby.
Yeah.
And my mom delivered, delivered me naturally. And I don't think she could walk for a year. So that's why when I saw this story out of University Hospital in Leipzig, Germany, it caught my attention. This baby that was born this week, kids, 13.5 pounds.
No C-section.
Jeez.
13.5 pounds.
Was she like a big, tall woman?
That's a good question.
I think she probably was a big woman. The baby's name is Jazlyn, by the way, and doctors say that her size is due to an undiagnosed case of gestational diabetes in the mother.
Oh.
So, yeah, she probably did. She probably was a big lady. But both the baby and mom are doing well. Jazlyn is still in the hospital, but 22.6 inches long and 13.47 pounds. That is crazy. And by the way, if that number doesn't mean anything to you, when you see this photo of the baby, this kid looks like he's a year old.
Yeah. He does.
It's crazy that this is a newborn. Plus, he's got a full head of hair and full eyebrows.
He's got a beard and mustache. It's bizarre.
Anyway,
cute baby.
Jazlyn, not a cute baby at
no.
all. Jazlyn is the little tyke's name, and I believe we have her on the phone with us right now here on the Kevin Bean Show from Germany. Hi, Jazlyn.
Guten Tag. How are you?
We are very good. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you today?
Well, we're
first
just...
First of all, I hear you say many times he did this and he has beard and mustache. I am a girl baby.
Oh,
well,
sorry,
it's
yeah.
very difficult to tell just looking at this photo.
Well, Jazlyn is not a boy's name.
All right.
Understood.
We apologize.
Okay.
You should apologize. I will come there and crush you.
Okay. Wait, aren't you like 4 days old, Jazlyn?
I am 4 days, months old. Yes.
13.5 pounds. I mean, I know I'm asking a lot for you to understand how the world works already, but how'd you get to be so big?
Well, Mama apparently ate a lot of strudel.
Right.
When she was pregnant with me. And she also had much crepe lock and other goodies that were like, Bavarian chocolate and
sure.
things. And it all went from her big ass
right. mm-hmm.
into me, apparently, and I got to be big girl.
Right. How big is your mom?
Mama is, well, I don't know if we weighed her recently, but I'd guess about 400 pounds.
Wow, big lady. Okay.
8 feet tall.
And what do you think life's going to be like for you as an oversized person to start with?
Well, to start with is good because I am the ruler of the baby world now. Here in the nursery, no one messes with me.
I imagine, yeah.
Or I will crush them.
Yeah, you can do the crushing, right?
Yeah, I will be crushing them. And other than that, I think, you know, once I lose the baby fat, I think I'll be okay. I think when I grow up to be a woman, I would be, you know, 7 feet tall, 350.
Right.
So that will come in handy in Olympics when I become weightlifter.
Sure.
You have a lot of long-term plans already.
I do. I want to be a weightlifter in the Olympics.
You need to meet that new Prince George over there in England. You guys would be a cute couple.
He's puny.
He is puny. He's
too little for you.
The puny little baby.
But all babies are puny to you.
No, I am not puny. I am a monster, baby.
You are pretty big, yeah.
I will take over the world.
Oh, no.
Yes. Deutschland.
They learn early.
In 4 days.
Any more questions?
Yeah. How badly did you wreck Mom on the way out? That's my concern at this point. That must have hurt.
Surprisingly, no. Mama sneezed and I just flew across the room.
Really?
Well, Daddy's a big boy. She had a lot of practice. He is endowed like the Autobahn.
Yeah, I see. I got you.
Which is a wide highway.
Right.
Many, many lanes to it.
It's not narrow.
No, his Wiener Schnitzel is like the size of a pickle barrel.
Okay. You may know too much about your parents' sex life, Yasleen. I think we're going to have to let you
sex
go.
Sex while I was in the baby in the stomach.
Oh, they did.
So I would see you. I said, why is this fire plug coming in here? But it was just Papa. And so Mama was ready, I think, when it came time to crouch down in the Black Forest and just release me.
That's how it works?
Yeah. I've heard it out.
Just grab a tree on each side and then you do.
No, what happened? Yasleen, you were fine. You were, what happened? You weren't eating? What went wrong?
I'm a baby. We spit up sometimes.
I guess
like
so.
Like 19 gallons of formula.
Our friend Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network joins us next week. Believe it or not, there's actually football stuff to talk about because training camps are open. Here's a study that is going to be fascinating, I think. Everyone has a different degree of devotion to their cell phone, a different degree of addiction, perhaps, to texting or tweeting or Facebooking, whatever it is. In fact, sure. I, when you're in a restaurant, you guys, don't you look around often now and see everybody at the table, at a table is on their smartphone?
Yeah. Have you ever been at dinner? Oh, never mind. Sorry, B. Has anyone else ever been at dinner? And everyone else is on their phone, so you just go, I feel like I should get my phone out. I should be doing something.
Yes, that has happened to me. It absolutely has.
There's a new study from Harris Interactive where they contacted 1,000 U.S. adults just last month. 33% of adults say that they use their smartphones while on dinner dates. 35% use them at the movies, Dave. 12% reported that they feel that their smartphone gets in the way of their relationships. And here's the fact that was most surprising to us. 20% of young adult smartphone users in the United States between the ages of 18 and 34 use their phones during sex.
Well, are they getting instructions of some sort?
Well, I don't know if they're watching a YouTube how-to or what. It doesn't say what they're using it for, if it's, you know,
a
tweeting.
Porn site?
Who knows?
Yeah, in fact, it specifically in the article says they did not ask the respondents what they are using their phones for. Perhaps there is something much more kinky going on here, but it's probably just a lot of people surreptitiously glancing at their phones to see if they got a text or a new comment on their Facebook post. I guess it depends on what kind of relationship you're in, whether that's cool or not. Maybe there are people it wouldn't bother. But on the surface of it, it seems like you ought to be involved in what you're doing to the point where you can leave your phone, I don't know, on the bedside table for a few minutes.
Yeah, let's be honest.
Think.
How long does sex actually last for most couples?
You know. Well, less if you're doing that.
No, more. I mean, I'm just saying you can't sit out for 5 minutes with your cell phone.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But that includes paying her and calling her a cab, though, right?
Of course, yeah.
Is this the same couples that sit at the dinner table and never talk and just are on their phones?
I don't know. It just seems particularly insulting. Dinner is one thing. Conversation is one thing. It's a certain amount of rudeness. But when you're having sex, it just seems like you're locked in on one person. And maybe going to that cell phone is not going to make them feel like they're performing all that well.
Yeah.
Well, this is one in five of 18 to 34-year-olds. And we thought it might be interesting to hear from our listeners because we have, you know, mostly listeners about that age. So sure. We want to hear from you if you or your partner uses your cell phone during sex. Or if you have, we want to find out what the hell's going on these phones and what does the other person think about it? And is it the type of thing that you have to sneak in? Like, you know, her face is in the pillow, so you're free. You know, look at you. check out ESPN.com.
You know, I like to do it this way. Can you turn around?
Exactly. I'm wondering if you're sneaking looks at your phone or if it's the type of thing that you can just do out in the open and the other person doesn't care. Because it's possible that both people are in on this and they agree with it. It's not insulting at all. It could just be the way they roll. I don't know.
maybe that's an exception. You know, maybe you're waiting for some news from a sister who's having a baby or something important.
Right.
But I can't imagine.
On a regular basis. Check your Facebook and Twitter.
For non-emergency things, it just seems like it would be so insulting. But we're going to take calls from both sides. Either you answer the phone or use your cell phone, your smartphone somehow when you're having sex. Or somebody else has done it while you were having sex with them, and I'm sure that made you feel great.
How's this number sit with you guys? 20% say yes, we've used our smartphones during sex. Is that higher or lower than you would have expected?
Way higher.
Yeah, me too.
A, and B, I would bet fewer people admit to it than actually do it.
Yeah, you could be right.
That's
about
one of those things where it's sort of maybe embarrassing, so I'm going to, even though I do it, I'm going to say I don't.
Yeah.
So I guess, I'm guessing it's the real number's higher.
Let's find out. You're using your smartphone during sex. We want to hear from you right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on K-Rock.
Congratulations to Jonathan Bryan for winning the Linkin Park show for 10 friends.
Nice.
How about that? Plus a $500 Hot Topic gift card because of the sticker that he filled out and sent in.
Mm-hmm. So we really give that stuff away.
Well, I thought
we just claimed that so that people would put their stickers on their car and then there's no prize. But
we get caught and then we get busted and, you know, that's not fun.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Way to go, John. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Wednesday morning talking about this new Harris Interactive poll that says that 18 to 34-year-olds, one in five, have used or regularly used their smartphone during sex. What for? That's our question at 1-800-520-1067. Let's try Erica. She's on line six. Maybe she can help us understand this because I don't.
What for and how did it make you feel? Erica, hi.
Hi, good morning. Honestly, it just became a habit for some reason. It's just like a normal thing. Me and my fiance started getting, we always get notifications on what's it called, Vine, Instagram, and Facebook.
Of course.
So, like, videos that we get tagged on. And we end up finding ourselves watching the videos while doing business, I guess you would say.
No kidding.
So you're both fine with it, and you're both looking at, you know, things that you're tagged in.
Yes.
Sex must suck.
No, I guess I already got used to it. As bad as it sounds, I think I already got used to it.
So this is a regular thing that neither of you is offended by.
No, he started off with, watching it, and I'm like, what the hell? You know, I'm sorry. So I'm like, you know what? I was like, I guess he tried to get revenge. I started doing the same thing. He started feeling like, I guess, self-conscious, but then I'm like, we got to that point where it's like, why not, you know? And our phone is always right next to us for some reason.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what would happen if they left their phones in the other room, if they'd, like, realize their sex was so boring.
Lose interest in sex?
Yeah.
No, you know what? Our phone seems to be like our Bible. I'm not going to lie. Everybody nowadays always carry their phone.
Oh, I know.
Always.
I mean, we were talking about that. We were talking about restaurants. Everywhere you go, people are on their phones.
It just seems like there could be this one 5 or 10 minute period.
That's what
in your
saying.
Life, in your day.
Well, it doesn't help if, you know, like, I guess.
If what?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
She's trying to blame it on somebody else now.
Exactly. All right, Erica, we got to go, but thanks for the call. Go Raiders, okay? Let's go to Jack. Jack is on line seven. Let's find out how he's using his smartphone during sex. Jack, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hi. I'm a huge workaholic, and my girlfriend and I were having sex, and I would actually check my work emails and stuff, but I actually went unnoticed 3 times.
So you would check your work emails and stuff?
Yeah.
She never found out? She never saw you do it?
Oh, no, I finally got caught. But.
And what was her reaction? What'd she say?
She got mad.
Yeah, oh, I think so.
Bitches be crazy.
Now, yeah. Does your job at all involve the nuclear football and the codes to start the next world war? Because otherwise, what are you doing that it can't literally wait 10 minutes for you to be free again?
I work in emergency services, so I get a lot of alert emails for when my service, when I'm needed.
Yeah, but the ones that you check are not the alerts, are they?
Actually, half of them are.
Half, okay.
So does that mean you stop right then and take off?
Only if it's urgent, like if it's an urgent call. Usually they're like non-distress.
You have a lucky girl. A lucky, lucky girl.
Glad you called, Jack. Thank you very much for listening. Let's try Armin. Armin is on line 3. And if I understand correctly, this person was not using the smartphone, was using the phone to talk on during sex.
Oh, really? Just not for Instagram or something like that? Armin, hi.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I'm a big Arsenal fan from the Premier League. And one night I was hooking up with a girl, and my dad called. He wanted to know if I was going to come over the next morning to watch the game with him. This was a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago.
Right.
It was a big game. You know, Arsenal, Chelsea, and Tottenham were all neck and neck. And
a lot of times those games are super early in the morning, like 6 a.m. or something.
Right. So actually what ended up happening is I got up and I sat down at my computer because we were talking stats and strategy. And
had you
like
already
that.
Started having sex?
Yeah.
And you got up and said, "I'll be right back."
Yeah. Well, she was okay. Well, so what happened was, like, I'm Bosnian, so I was speaking in Bosnian to my dad. So she didn't know what was going on.
She didn't know soccer.
No, she didn't. So I sat down at the laptop and, you know, was checking things out. And anyway, I ended up leaving her in bed at like 4 a.m, and I went to my dad's house to watch the games with him.
Wow! And you guys call me lame and gay for liking soccer.
Wow.
This guy walked out on sex.
No, I finished. We finished. It was okay.
All right.
It was okay.
It was okay. It was all right. It was nothing compared to an Arsenal game.
That's not right. Her side of the story, though. I'll tell you that.
They ended up getting into the Champions League, you know, qualifications.
It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I mean, that's cool. Congratulations.
Thank you, Armin. Appreciate the call. Tom writes in, "Hey, Kevin and Bean, I can't believe you guys didn't think of this. The reason so many are using their smartphones is because they're videotaping their sex. That's
well, that's
why.
Different. If that's
but I don't
the case,
think that's what they were talking about. In
and
this.
No one that's called has said right. That either. Let's go to Casey. Hi, Casey.
Yes, hi. The reason my girlfriend uses her phone during sex is because I like pleasuring her, and she likes to last longer. She wants me to be down there a lot longer, so she uses her phone. Just so she can
to distract her so that she's not focusing on you?
Yes.
And you, so, hold on. And you buy this?
It's happened on more than one occasion, and I can see that I'm doing a good job when she throws her phone across the room and cracks the screen.
So what Casey is saying is, Kevin and Bean, I'm such a phenomenal
right.
lover that
right.
my girlfriend has to distract herself, otherwise it's over too soon for her.
Yes.
You're saying that and you're backing it up. Like, that's your story, and you're going to stick with it.
Yes, I am.
Well, I applaud your conviction, sir.
Thank you.
That's bullshit.
Thank you. I almost died. I came 1 second from dying.
It's madness.
What happened?
Over here. It's madness.
What happened? Well, Ralph brings a marker in to do his showbiz, and he marks it up and makes highlights and stuff and kind of gets himself ready.
It's my good luck charm. I need to have it.
And occasionally it'll get picked up by somebody else in the studio.
Occasionally. All the time. You people steal my red Sharpies.
Usually beer mugged, let's be honest. Hey. But this time, when he came in yelling, I looked down and it was in my notebook. And I don't remember taking it, of course, but I tried to hide it. And then I tried to get around to Ralph's side so I could put it down, and he bum-rushed me.
I came running over. And I did know Kevin had a liter of Diet Coke there on the floor, which I booted like a field goal kicker, and yeah. It exploded all over the studio.
It exploded all over the phone and computers and everything.
Yeah. So, just seconds before we went in the air, it was just lunacy here in the studio. Now I'm covered in Diet Coke. And I still have no Sharpie, by the way.
I threw it.
Where'd you throw it?
Here. Away from me is where I threw it. I didn't know.
I knew it was mine.
I didn't want to die. How did
Can
I...
You,
How did
Can
that
you use a chip to sponge that up?
Yes.
How much liquid is she going to hold? Like an ounce?
She'd have to go rinse herself
like
out.
Like a square inch of ShamWow.
Well, this is certainly the wettest morning show we've ever done. That's for sure.
Well, look at my pants. Look at that.
Your pants are
so all Diet Coke right there.
That's funny.
It's all Diet Coke.
Andrew Siciliano coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show in about 10 minutes. And, of course, also your chance to qualify for the Outside Lands Festival in San Francisco, too. Ralph is here, type of the very wet showbiz beat here on a Wednesday.
I am soaked. Why don't I have any camera here?
Kevin didn't turn
There's
it
something
off.
Something else, pretty much. Want to get a shot of that?
Yeah, I want to get a shot of your soaked pants.
Hold on, let me get it up here.
Ralph, do you think that Kevin
right
is...
here, right?
Do you think Kevin is the mole? I do.
What do you mean the mole?
The mole. Remember that show? I forgot the mole.
I'm
trying to sabotage things?
Yes, you're the one who pretends to be on our team, but at every possible opportunity, you sabotage the mission.
Steal our Sharpies.
I think that's true, but accidentally.
Leave Diet Coke bombs on the floor.
I don't do it on purpose.
I didn't see that coming at all. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Linda Lohan! Left rehab yesterday. Did you see her coming out, by the way?
Saw the photos.
I did.
She looks pretty good.
She does look good.
She did.
She looks healthy and happy. A big smile on her face. Clear-eyed. It's a brand new Lindsay.
Hope she stays that way.
She is reportedly dedicated to staying out of trouble, clean, and sober, according to all her friends.
Look, this is best-case scenario, because we do mock people pretty hard on this show.
Look, we do, but it's not like they create those scenarios themselves.
Agreed.
For the most part.
Agreed. They deserve it. But none of us here want to see them go down into the end. You know, we want them to come back and be fine, and somebody else will entertain us for a while.
That's right. There's no shortage.
Right. So I hope we wish her well.
It's like on the Hollywood Babylon show last week, Kevin and Smith and I decided that we couldn't really do Amanda Bynes jokes anymore. It's just not funny anymore.
Right.
So we had to put that bit to rest. But then we took joy in the fact that, you know, Bieber's still on fire and there's Fair Abraham. There's a ton of people out there.
Sure.
There's lots of fodder. A lot of grist for the mill, as they say. But Lindsay seems to be really working hard on this transition back into the real world. She wants to stay in a sober house to do a transition period between rehab and getting back to her real life. But the good news is that her performance in the Canyons is getting such good reviews that PerezHilton.com is reporting that Ben Affleck is considering hiring her for his next film,
really?
Live by Night. So she might have a real role in a real movie again, too.
That might help keep her on the right path.
I would think that would be enormous positive reinforcement for her current decisions.
The Canyons is her
her softcore porn film she did with Paul Schrader, yeah.
All right.
And by all accounts, the movie's sort of a mess, but she's getting pretty good notices for it. So.
All right.
We'll see what happens. While we're talking about booze... Psy apparently has a bit of an alcohol problem.
Oh.
I guess Gangnam Style means vodka style. Mm-hmm. He appears to be a happy-go-lucky real-life success story, but friends are saying that vodka is his best friend. And he drinks all the time. One friend said whether he's happy or sad, if it's rainy or sunny, cold or hot.
Wow.
He has a bottle of Absolut handy. But of course, he's also been known to down whiskey, tequila, or whatever's available.
A man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
Wow.
I read, and I think the quote was attributed to Psy himself, that he never has a hangover because he never stops being drunk.
That's Kevin's plan.
Well, seems like that's a pretty solid.
Kevin likes that idea.
Pretty solid argument.
This is a good idea. I'm almost on the potter bus.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
That's right.
Muggs had to just go shower, by the way. Update on the Finally, Diet Coke.
There's a silver lining to this whole scenario. This is exciting news if you're a geek. People at the CW Network said they will introduce on the Arrow next season.
I love that show.
The Flash.
Woo!
Woo! Flash!
The Flash runs fast.
He does so much more than
what
that.
What does he
Kevin.
Do more than run fast?
He can vibrate his molecules through solid matter. How about that?
So he can walk through walls?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good, isn't it?
That's pretty good.
How about running on water? How's that for good?
That's not bad.
How about picking up such speed he can actually run up the sides of buildings?
Let me ask you this question, Ralph. That show Arrow, which I do love and do watch, is really pretty rooted sort of in reality.
Oh.
It's not a guy walking through walls.
Vibrating through walls isn't reality?
No. No, it isn't at all.
It's science.
No, it's
look
not.
Up, look it up. If you could vibrate Yeah, if you matter could. at a sympathetic vibration, because all matter vibrates, you know.
But I'm saying
if you could find the sympathetic vibration, you could pass through it. The molecules would actually pass through each other.
But I'm saying arrow is just fantastic with a bow and arrow, probably too good, but fantastic. That's all in the real world.
Realistic. Like, that guy could really do pull ups like that, just jumping from peg to peg. That's special effects. Doesn't exist.
Open up a blog.
Ralph, I have a question, not being a comic book aficionado, and that is there a history of these two characters existing in the same world? The Green Hornet and the Flash, they're supposed to be together?
Green Arrow!
Sorry.
Green Arrow, first of all.
Whichever one it is.
Second of all, they both belong to a little-known organization. Oh, what's the name of it again? The Justice League of America!
That's science.
Okay, so it's compatible with what's come before, that these two would know each other.
Yes. Okay. Yes, Bean.
All right.
Wow.
We're just trying to keep up, man.
Barry Allen and Oliver Queen and Hal Jordan have all been good friends for a long time.
Okay.
So the Flash is going to make an appearance. That's his weakness. No. And he has to run.
That's the Green Lantern.
Oh. Oh. But the Flash is Mr. Fantastic, right? Oh, I have that right. He's one of the X-Men?
So Barry Allen will be joining the cast next season, and they said he may not become the Flash right away. You know, they might have to wait until that fateful night where that combination of spilled chemicals and lightning turns him into the Flash.
These are facts.
That's science, too. If you douse yourself with the right chemicals and you get hit by lightning, you will become super fast.
That's science.
That's science.
I didn't realize that.
And this Sharknado thing just won't stop. It's just out of control.
It's weird. I feel like it's a phenomenon more than it was a movie.
You may be right. The third rerun of Sharknado on Sci-Fi. You all right, Lisa? You okay over there?
What'd I do?
It looks like she's going to start a bonfire under her chair. I think she's a little chilly.
I'm a little cold.
The third airing of Sharknado got more viewers than the first two airings did.
What? Word of mouth about how terrible it is drawing people by the droves.
The second rerun pulled in over 2 million viewers.
Wow.
2.1 million viewers turned in for the third showing of Sharknado on Sci-Fi.
The first one was half a million, right?
It was a million.
Oh, it was a million.
Yeah. Then the second one was about 1.5, 1.6. And this one, over 2 million viewers.
Incredible. And it's in the theaters on Friday night, right?
Yeah, that was just what I was going to say here. The film is getting a midnight showing.
I hear it's going to be on midnights at Friday night. You can go see it then.
At the Regal Cinemas.
At the Regal Cinemas.
Across the country. So you can see it on the big screen if you've missed it in any of the three showings over there on Sci-Fi.
Now, please be warned. This movie blows.
Kevin says it's great and you should go. That's
but
what he's telling
it
you.
Blows so much that it's great.
No. If you go with Kevin, do not let him get the giant-sized Diet Coke.
That's right. And put it on the floor next to your chair where you can't see it. That's a problem. Kevin rolls around in this mat.
How
like
dare
a,
you?
Like a one of those helmet kids in some home. He can't use a chair, so he's got to lay on this mat, and all of his stuff is just piled around it like he's a kid playing Tiddlywinks. He's got Lincoln Logs over there and soda.
He does look like a hoarder.
And he's got his box of animal crackers. It's like being around a toddler. Everything's on the floor over here. Can't navigate around it.
And he's wrapping his arms around himself, just rocking back and forth.
Yes.
Talking to himself.
Got some jacks over there. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rico Rodriguez from Modern Family is 15 years old today. BJ Novak turns 34. Drummers from Coldplay and REM, Will Champion and Bill Berry, both celebrate a birthday today.
You know what Bill Berry is doing now? You know what his job is now?
I do not know, sir.
He retired from REM. He's a hay farmer in Georgia. That's his life now.
A hay farmer.
That's what he's doing. Yep.
Is that really a thing?
Yeah,
isn't hay just grass? It gets dried out.
Well, you have to grow it and cut it and bale it and sell it. Yeah.
Wow.
That's where he's at now. That's what he chose over rock and roll.
Ah, showbiz.
So he's got to jump down, spin around, pick a bale of hay. That's what he's got to do.
I guess so.
It's ridiculous. Mark Cuban's 55. Wesley Snipes is 51. J.K. Rowling from the Harry Potter universe, 48 years old today. Dean Cain, who was Superman, is 47. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
And your chance to win those tickets, at least to get on the standby boarding list for the trip to San Francisco for Outside Lands. K-Rock Road Trip USA 2013 is coming up in about 10 minutes or so. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Phoenix, Nine Inch Nails, Vampire Weekend, and more. So stand by to win. I don't know that we've talked to Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network, Kevin, since we saw him at the Weenie Roast. That may be the last time we spoke with our boy.
Has been a while.
But he's on the phone. Andrew, welcome back.
Good morning, guys. I apologize for the lawnmower in the background. I am
I'm walking down the street back to my house, and somebody's mowing the lawn.
Hmm. Okay. Gotta be done.
They've got nerve. Yeah.
know,
don't they nerve. Clear that with you and the commissioner before they do it?
The commissioner. No, they did not. It's been a while, guys. How are you?
Very good.
Well, we missed you, and we're very excited as we start to see the words NFL show up on the news. Training camps are in full swing. What are you guys doing on the NFL Network? Like, what's your day-to-day job like right now, Andrew?
We are doing, if memory serves, 13 hours a day of live training camp coverage, believe it or not. We are starting at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern every single day, and if someone is practicing and wearing a helmet somewhere on a sun-drenched field, you will see it live up until 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Is it possible that that's too much?
Whatever you think it's too much, realize that the name of the network is
the NFL Network. I know. I hear you.
Now, why do the teams allow their practices to be shown? I would think that would be when they're kind of keeping their, you know, getting their in-house business together.
Well, I mean, some of them can be closed. It's not totally out of the question to close some of them. However, the majority, and we're not talking super secret stuff. We're talking practice, and as Allen Iverson once said, not a game, but practice. So it's not that big of a deal. The fans are let in. Most of the practices, the fans are let in, and you know, they could sit there and get autographs and watch their favorite team and get ready for the season and all that fun stuff. So it's not that big of a deal. If they want to do super secret stuff, they can do that without the cameras.
Sure. The real story so far in the couple of weeks that training camp has been open is injuries. Ralph's got a couple with his Eagles. I've got a couple of bad ones with my Seahawks. I mean, it seems like every team is hurting a little bit. And I'm curious why, Andrew. I would think that the team should be the healthiest they'll ever be when they show up for training camp in the summer.
They are, and then stuff happens. Like with the Eagles, they just had two guys, including Jeremy Maclin. I mean, obviously, notably there for Ralph and anyone out there who has a fantasy team. Just blew a knee. It happens. You put your foot down, you turn the other direction, your leg gives out.
And that's crazy because that's you're gone for the season.
Yeah, you're gone for the season. ACLs generally mean you're absolutely gone for the season. It is a year-long recovery, although guys like Robert Griffin III right now for the Redskins or Adrian Peterson a year ago had their injuries late in the previous season and were able to fight back 8 months later, 7 months later, and get back on the field. But if it happens now, you're not getting back to time.
Wow.
He's out for the year. And then Percy Harvin, right? I mean, for your Seahawks, Percy Harvin had a hip injury that happened to him working out, you know, in the last couple of months. It didn't happen on the practice field. It was something that had been lingering that evidently had happened in the last 2 months, and then he got to camp and he couldn't go, and now we find out last night that he needs surgery, and we don't think he's gone for the year, but you're not going to see him before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly. It's looking like it's 3 to 4 months at least. What did I hear about a player getting injured on a piece of Jolly Rancher candy? Was that a true story?
Okay. So Barry Church, who's a DB for the Cowboys. And by the way, the Cowboys are up in Oxnard. So if anyone wants to go see football in L.A., go up to Ventura County. They're up there, and it's free practice. You can show up and watch them and do all that.
But keep in mind, it's the Cowboys.
It is the Cowboys.
Back
and they have not been to the playoffs in 3 consecutive years. But I have a talking points memo that says America's team.
Gotcha. So, I'm sorry. Back to Beans Course.
Barry Church evidently chipped a tooth on a Jolly Rancher, and he needed a root canal after chipping a tooth on a Jolly Rancher.
Now, look, that stuff happens, and it's embarrassing and all, but if you're a professional athlete, don't you make up a better story?
Like what you do? So you think it's a bad, so you think it's, he's making it up?
No, I'm saying it's lame.
Well,
he got hurt on a piece of candy.
All right, so the dumbest one of all time is actually a baseball one, but if memory serves, a guy named Henry Cotto used to play coincidentally for the Mariners years and years and years ago.
Right.
And I believe he ruptured an eardrum with a Q-tip. He pushed too hard. And there was a guy a couple of years ago at baseball, I think he's a pitcher for the Padres, who stabbed himself in the stomach. He was trying to open a DVD, and back when we all had DVDs, and remember, you know, the plastic, the wrapper.
Right, they're impossible to get open.
Sticker on the top.
Yeah.
So he took out a knife, and he had it in his lap, and he's trying to pry open the DVD case, and he slipped and stabbed himself in the stomach.
Former L.A. King Dustin Penner hurt himself eating pancakes.
Exactly. And then there was Glenn Allen Hill back in the 80s, a Blue Jays outfielder, who claims he had a nightmare and he was being attacked by spiders, and he was trying to fight off the spiders, and he fell through the glass coffee table in his living room. Honestly, that one I will call BS on.
This is the voice of Andrew Siciliano, host for the NFL Total Access Show, where we're talking about great sports injuries of the past. Hey, let me ask you about a specific team, and I think you know which one is going to come out of my mouth right now.
Okay.
What's it been like for the Patriots having the twin complications of Aaron Hernandez being arrested for murder and all the inevitable hype around Tim Tebow being in camp? What's their camp been like?
Yeah, honestly, Tim Tebow's an afterthought because the Aaron Hernandez thing dominates it.
Sure.
But I think they handle it the right way in that there's only so much you can say. They cut him. And the team, the organization, I think did the players a service and did the community a service, obviously. You know, they made the decision to get rid of him the second he got arrested. But, you know, the players can stand by the old cliche, and in this case, it's an accurate one, and that is he's not here anymore. It's sad.
Right.
We certainly send our condolences to the family. The victim, Odin Lloyd, and that above and beyond is by far the most important thing. But there's nothing for us to say anymore. He's not here.
You know, it's funny.
He's not here. He's a member of our family who's not here anymore, and we have to move on without him.
Right.
The organization can say that, the coach can say that, and the players can say that as well because it's true.
I've heard a lot of sports talk where they're second-guessing what the team should have done, and maybe Belichick should have said something different, and I can't imagine there's anything to say. The dude played football. Killed the guy, allegedly, and he's gone. That's it.
Look, Belichick faced a lot of questions that first day back last week, Wednesday, when because he was in Europe. The Patriots hadn't said a word
right.
as an organization other than cutting him, and the owner had made a statement. You know, Belichick was peppered on how much did you know? You know, I mean, this
right.
guy had a checkered past. That's the reason he fell to the 103rd pick or whatever it was. That's the reason you're able to take him there. How much did you know? And moving forward, will you, you know, consider guys differently if they have some red flags now?
Well, I think they were asking those questions of Belichick because he handles the press so well.
But you know what?
And he enjoys it, too.
In his defense, look, he was not the most eloquent guy up there. But when comparing Bill Belichick press conferences over the years for thorny issues, let's put it that way,
right.
this is unique. He handled the press really well that day. He spoke from the heart, at least initially. Yeah, he tap-danced around some stuff at the end. But, judging it on a scale of Belichick press conferences, that one got a pretty good grade.
All right.
Right.
Well, the team unfortunately, couldn't say much. I mean, you know.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. And it's too early to get really embroiled in these quarterback controversies. There are certainly going to be some as the weeks unfold, but we'll have to cover that next time we speak with you, Andrew. So NFL Network, when can we see your beautiful face today?
You can see my face. I'll leave the beautiful up to everyone else. That would be 5:00 Pacific tonight.
Fantastic. On the NFL Network, Andrew Siciliano, host of Total Access. Great to catch up with you, buddy.
Do it again soon.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and you are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 9:40.
Ralph Garman joins us. Time for a final look at the showbiz beat here on a Wednesday morning Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
My pants are sticky.
what's going on that's different from every other day?
No.
That is normal.
My pants are sticky. That's all I'm saying. Kevin.
That sounds so bad if you weren't here a half hour ago.
If you weren't here to find out
Kevin
why.
Kevin made my pants sticky. That's what I'm saying.
That is true.
That sentence is said
actually.
A lot. I have a moment with everybody wants to hear.
Woo-hoo! Sure, I'd love to.
Another one?
Yes,
we already had two today.
It's been sent in. It's been queued up.
We'd love to hear it.
Getting
sure.
the message that everybody wants to hear.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
President Clinton was sort of young and virulent. Is that the right word?
That was a moment with Kevin.
I remember when Bean went,
Bean's gasp of excitement really makes that clip.
That was so funny.
I was so happy.
It's a Christmas so morning, happy. And he came downstairs, and there under the tree
was actually Santa Claus.
Santa Claus having a cocktail.
Would you give up 10 seconds so we could hear that again, please, Ralph?
Hell yeah.
F you, Omar. Omar just said in my headphones, I just put another one in if you guys want to hear that.
Another one.
Another one.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
President Clinton was sort of young and virulent. Is that the right word?
That was a moment.
Bean's response is weird.
That's hard.
So happy.
No one's ever been happier.
All right, there's the
Do
other
we have
one.
Another one?
Really
yes.
new one.
Yeah. I felt this one while I was doing
yep.
it.
Yep.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Oh, it's so crazy. The dirt's so slippery, then you hit the pavement. Sometimes that's more sticky, sometimes it's slipperier. But there are some good accidents happen in this. And not just with cars on cars. You hit posts or something else. And it seems like avoiding that is the biggest key to winning that race.
That was a moment with Kevin.
What did any of that mean?
I got lost in the middle of that one, and I knew, like, I could hear everybody's glee at the fact that I was going to totally ruin it, and then I couldn't dig myself out. But you have to give me credit for continuing to try.
That was like a marathon. Usually there's sprints, but that was a
one-man show on Broadway.
One more time.
No, yeah, yeah, time yeah.
One more yes. time. I need to hear it just digested. There's so much going on there.
And by the way, Travis Pastrana was so gracious in actually answering that question like it was one.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Yeah, it's so crazy. The dirt's so slippery, then you hit the pavement. Sometimes that's more sticky, sometimes it's slipperier. But there are some good accidents happen in this. And not just with cars on cars. You hit posts or something else. And it seems like avoiding that is the biggest key to winning that race.
That was a moment with Kevin. USA,
USA, like listening to a filibuster. USA,
wow.
That was a film.
Wow. Oh, man.
He's back, ladies and gentlemen. I was worried about losing Kevin. He is back. Better than ever.
I slept about 20 minutes last night.
It's today alone, just bang, bang, bang. It's like a home run derby.
Yeah.
Yep.
You did it, Kevin.
Thank you.
Did it, Kevin. I feel like we've gotten a sneak peek of the greatest moments with of the year already. I feel like today is going to be represented.
Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
What could I possibly do that would be more entertaining than that first couple of minutes? There's no way. Sad news. Character actress Eileen Brennan has passed away.
I apologize. I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do.
I do. Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Private Benjamin with Goldie Hawn?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen the movie Clue, based on the board game, the funny movie Clue? She was Mrs. Peacock in that.
Okay.
Last Picture Show, The Sting... Nothing. Nothing's ringing any bells?
No.
Sorry. You'd recognize her if you saw her, Kevin. She's one of those super famous character actors.
Yeah. Right. She was on television, Broadway, stage, movies, did comedy and drama both equally well. Nominated for an Academy Award for her performance in Private Benjamin. And had a bad run of luck. When she was doing the TV version of Private Benjamin, it went from the movies into a sitcom, and she reprised her role in the TV show. She was hit by a car and shattered her pelvis and her legs, and all the bones on the left side of her face, including her jaw, were shattered.
Wow.
So because of that, she became addicted to pain relievers, so she had to go into rehab for treatment for that. Then she was on Broadway playing Miss Hannigan and Annie and fell off the stage and broke her leg again. I mean, just a long run of health issues for Eileen Brennan. She finally passed at 80 from bladder cancer. So a life filled with difficulties, but also an enormously successful career. So sad news that she passed away this week. Justin Bieber, heard you guys just talking to Mike from TMZ. He got turned away at a New York City nightclub on Monday night.
Turn away a 19-year-old?
The pop scrotum showed up with his crew at a nightclub called the Griffin Nightclub in the Meatpacking District of New York City. Yeah, I bet Justin would like to get some meat packed. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? By packing meat?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
By meat packing?
We know what you're saying, yes.
Showed up to the nightclub, and they turned him away. Because turns out he's still just 19 years old, and you have to be 21 years old to drink. In a bar in New York City. This is at 2 a.m. he rolls up, and they say,
"What does that do? Did that blow your mind? That just happened."
I say, "No, thank you." And they said, "Look, we're gonna spend a lot of money on bottle service." And they said, "It's not worth it. Go away." And so you'll be happy to know he walked down the street and went into another nightclub.
Which let him in immediately.
Which let him in, yeah. So not a real victory, but a moral victory, if you will, for those of us who hate his douchiness.
Yeah, we're just happy to see, at least for a moment, he was uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody had the wherewithal to say no. While we're talking about booze and celebrities, Michael Madsen, he headed back to court last Monday after completing 30 days in intensive alcohol treatment facility because of some charges, including DUI charges last year. He was driving with twice the legal limit in his blood alcohol level. He completed it and came up in front of the judge, and the judge said, I am pleased with your progress, but I think you need a little bit more help, and ordered him to enroll in yet another program, this time an outpatient program to help him stay up the sauce, so we'll see if he can make it work or not. And yesterday, Linda Lohan emerged from her cave and saw her shadow, and that means we get six more weeks of summer, I believe.
That's not what that means at all.
Now, she came out of rehab looking rested and well and happy and clear-eyed and looked good. And she
did
was in
look
a lovely
healthier
dress.
Than she's looked in a long time.
Absolutely. She looked great.
Yeah.
She is free today, but all sources say that she is looking to enroll into a 3 or 4 day transition period in a sober living facility, which will help her ease her way back into the real life. And then she's got work to do with Oprah, of course, for that interview and start her reality show for the OWN Network. And rumor has it that her performance in Canyons is getting such positive attention that Ben Affleck is talking to her about hiring her for his next movie that he's directing called Live by Night. So she might actually have a real role in a real movie again.
She was crazy. I always thought of her as a decent actress.
She is a good, a decent actress.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell from that Elizabeth Taylor thing she did. But that's when she was using and stuff,
heard her
so
best.
Maybe she wasn't on top of her game.
Lindsay Lohan. Lindsay Lohan. Cocoa butter skin.
I love that drop. Today's celebrity birthdays, Rico Rodriguez from Modern Family is 15 years old today. Actor B.J. Novak from The Office.
And Inglourious Basterds.
That's true. 34 years old today. Coldplay drummer Will Champion's 35. R.E.M. drummer Bill Berry is 55. Also 55 today is Dallas Mavericks owner and entrepreneur Mark Cuban. Wesley Snipes is 51 years old today. J.K. Rowling, who gave us Harry Potter and his friends, is 48. Dean Cain, who was once Superman, especially against Kevin when he was pitching in a celebrity softball game.
You got to bring that. It wasn't softball, it was baseball.
The celebrity baseball game where Dean Cain hit a ball so hard. Where were you playing? Do you remember? It was Dodger Stadium?
No, it was out in Riverside or something. Where that minor league baseball team was?
Oh, right. Yeah. He hit the ball so hard, it landed in Angel Stadium. That's where it finally came down.
I've never seen a ball hit that far.
He's 47 years old. And musician Fatboy Slim. Double digits. Whatever he says there. Fatboy Slim is 50 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, we continue to talk X Games as they start tomorrow near around Staples Center. Nyjah Houston is going to talk skateboarding with us tomorrow in the studio. We have a brand new internet roundup for you, and this time we mean it. And in the 7 o'clock hour, we have a rare treat. And I don't think Bean and I are going to be able to get a word in as Adam Carolla and Jay Moore will be joining us together at the same time.
Did you guys feel you're working too hard? You need some time off? Is that why you scheduled those
guests?
Need
a little break, as you could tell from those 2 moments with.
Go out and get breakfast.
So we got Adam Carolla and Jay Moore in the 7 o'clock hour. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.